Great opportunity right now. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call. We'll get you right on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Again, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial. Get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. CJ, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It was a little bit slick on the way in this morning, but besides that, doing well.
That is a little slippery out there. Good to hear. Eric, how was your drive-in this morning?
You know, it was slippery as well, but made it in without any injuries.
That is the ticket. That is key on days like today. And as we're talking about this, do be careful. Yeah, those sidewalks even are very, very icy this morning. We're going to talk about conversions this morning and Roth conversions and what folks need to know. It's a really cool conversation ahead, so you're definitely going to want to sit tight for that. A couple of things, too, to keep in mind as we have our conversation with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you ever miss part of the program or you want to listen back to it or you want to share it, if you head on over to klossfinancial.com, there's a link to the podcast right there. Again, the website, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because later in the program, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize provided by our friends at Kloss Financial. This week's prize, a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. Pay close attention, because most of the time, the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during each week's program. Before we get to this week's conversation, let's actually roll back and take a look back at last week's show and get the question and answer there as well.
Yeah, so thank you to everyone for listening. As always, our question for last week was, what is the new standard deduction for single taxpayers in 2025? Your choices were $10,000 or $15,000. And our winner from last week, Sandra from Middleton, knew the correct answer was $15,000.
Congratulations, Sandra. You two can be like Sandra's. Pay close attention to the program. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. And we'll do that a little bit later on in the program. As mentioned, today we're going to be talking about an essential topic for retirement planning, and that is Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, and of course, Roth conversions. CJ, what in those areas do we need to know?
Yeah, this is a fascinating subject with a lot of nuances. So I encourage people to listen kind of carefully and closely, and obviously talk to your advisor or reach out to us if you have any questions after this. But many people are familiar with the traditional retirement savings vehicles. These are things like 401ks, 403bs, and IRAs. But understanding the Roth options can really elevate your retirement strategy. The choices available to you do often depend on whether or not your employer offers certain of these elements and, of course, your personal financial situation. So, you know, make sure, again, that you talk to your advisor or your accountant as a follow-up to anything we discussed today. But traditionally, contributions to retirement accounts have been made on a pre-tax basis. That's often why they call them traditional IRA contributions. Traditional just means the longest standing. And the longest standing rules were that you can make pre-tax contributions to your retirement account, whether through your employer-sponsored retirement plan or a traditional IRA. This approach allows your money to grow tax-deferred, but you'll pay taxes when you start withdrawing funds in retirement based upon your tax rate at that time in retirement. So you get the idea. The traditional contributions have been around for a long time. I earn $100,000. I put $10,000 into a 401k plan on a traditional pre-tax basis, meaning I save the taxes on that $10,000. It then grows tax deferred. And when I get into retirement, then I pay ordinary income taxes on that when I pull it out. However, since the introduction of Roth IRAs in 1997, individuals have had the opportunity to save for retirement using after-tax dollars. And yes, you did hear me right, 1997. It's not that old, everybody. Roth IRA contributions are kind of a newer concept when we think of it in the grand scheme of things here. And while you don't get an upfront tax deduction on Roth contributions, the key benefit is that qualified withdrawals in retirement are generally tax-free. So often, Eric and I, when we're talking to people, we'll say traditional contributions are pre-tax, tax-deferred, and then taxable. Roth contributions are basically the opposite. You get no tax deduction today on a Roth contribution. It grows tax-free, and as long as you abide by the rules, which we'll be talking about here in a little bit, when you get into retirement, you pay no tax on the withdrawals. Now, I will warn everybody as I start going into some of the key aspects of this. There are some errors that people make in their simple logic, which is tax-free is better than taxable, so I'll do all Roth no matter what. No, that's not really the way the math works out on this. If you don't believe me, call us and we'll walk you through the math and you'll have a couple of aha moments where you go, oh, that's true, that's true. So Roth versus pre-tax is a lot more nuanced than just one sounds better than the other. There's a lot that goes into that consideration. But here's some important aspects to consider about Roth IRAs. So Roth IRA contributions are made with after-tax dollars, again, meaning there's no immediate tax deduction. And in essence, you pay taxes now to enjoy tax-free withdrawals later. Contribution limits for Roth IRAs are the same as traditional IRAs. So in 2025, you can contribute up to $7,000 to a Roth IRA if you're under 50. And $8,000 if you're over 50, thanks to what's called a catch-up contribution. You do need to have earned income to contribute to a Roth IRA. And if your earnings are less than the contribution limit, then you can only put in money up to the amount that you earn. Furthermore, you can do contributions for non-working spouses, again, provided that you have enough income to support those contributions. One of the most important things about Roth contributions is income eligibility. In 2025, single filers can contribute fully with income under $150,000, and then they're phased out between $150,000 and $165,000. And for married couples filing jointly, contributions are allowed under $236,000 with phase outs from $236,000 to $246,000. Some of you are going, what the heck are you talking about? Well, you have to have earned income to be able to contribute to a Roth, but you can't have too much earned income. That's the idea here, right? So if I want to do a Roth IRA, and the key component here is IRA. Roth 401ks are different. We're going to be talking about that in a moment when Eric gets to it. But if I want to make a contribution to a Roth IRA, I have to have enough earned income to offset that contribution. But if I have too much earned income, then I am phased out of having the ability to make that contribution. So some interesting things, and I will just say you can contribute to a Roth IRA. One other quick point, you can contribute to it up to the tax filing deadline. So you can do what are called like prior year contributions, right? Before April 15th of this year, if you talk to your accountant, your accountant says you should do a Roth IRA contribution, you can actually attribute that contribution to the prior year up until that tax filing deadline. So there you go. A few things to know about Roth IRAs.
Really good stuff this week with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. I hope you had a chance to stop by and check that out. If you haven't, head on over there this morning. Don't forget, you can listen back to the podcast on the website and subscribe as well. Speaking of subscribing, there's the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email that gives you a link not only to the podcast, but a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Again, that is free to you at klossfinancial.com. Speaking of things that are free to you at klossfinancial.com, telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So, Eric, now that let's just say you have access to a Roth 401k, should you consider contributing to that?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. And as TJ said, we've been talking here about Roth IRAs. So those are individual retirement accounts. But when we get into the employer-sponsored plan space, things get a little bit more, you get a few more options. So a Roth 401k is an employer-sponsored retirement account that allows you to contribute after-tax dollars, just like a Roth IRA, which gives you the opportunity for tax-free growth, tax-free withdrawals, in retirement. And these were introduced around 2006, but honestly, it was a pretty slow adoption for employers. But they've gotten pretty popular here over the last couple of years. And as of a couple of years ago now, almost 93% of employers offer a Roth 401k option. Now, one thing to know about Roth 401ks is it's not actually a separate account that you're opening. So often people say, well, I only have a pre-tax 401k or a Roth 401k. It's all one account. It's just whether or not the employer allows you to put Roth dollars into the account. And then the record keeper obviously is going to keep those separate so that you can understand how dollars are going to be taxed when you're taking them out. But the fact that it's one account is going to come into play here when we talk about contributions in a moment. So whether you should contribute to a Roth 401k depends on a lot of factors. I mean, it depends on your income, you know, what your current tax bracket is, what we think your future tax bracket will be. But here's just a few things to think about when you're considering whether or not you want to make Roth contributions to your 401k or 403b or 457, whatever type of plan your employer offers. Unlike Roth IRAs, there's no income limit for contributing to a Roth 401k. So this actually makes it accessible to higher earners. CJ was talking about some of those upper end income limits that, you know, at which point you can't put money into a Roth IRA. We avoid that on the Roth 401k side. And speaking of contributions, for 2025, the total contribution limit to a 401k, so that includes any dollars you put in before taxes or traditional, and Roth. So the total is $23,500 or $31,000 if you're over 50 and you take advantage of that catch up. And then we've talked about this before too, but if you're between 60 and 63, you can actually add an additional catch up contribution of $11,250, which brings your total to $34,750. Now you don't have to do contributions. You know, you don't have to choose to do all pre-tax or all Roth. You can do some of both. And, you know, that's something that your advisor can help you determine based on your tax strategy and where you are in life. One final update, and this is a pretty new one. As of last year, RMDs, required minimum distributions, are no longer required for 401ks. Hmm. So previously, you had to actually roll over the Roth dollars before hitting RMD age, or they would make you take out, you know, the whatever portion was attributable to your Roth dollars from your 401k. Now, you didn't have to pay taxes on it, but you lost the ability to continue getting that tax-free growth. So this is a fix that allows you to avoid those RMDs.
Really important updates there for sure. As we talk this week with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. And don't forget their website, a lot of great information at Kloss Financial. That's KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can learn more about the team at Kloss Financial, get to know their personalities as well. I found a little tip if you scroll over their photos on the Our Team section. You'll get a little insight into some of their hobbies and some other things. Also, while you're at KlossFinancial.com, you can learn about their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer. Again, all that information available to you at KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Their number is 608-442-5637. And if you've got a question, love to have you join us this morning. Telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. May have heard us mention Roth conversions. We're going to get the details from CJ. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this week with our retirement plan professionals from Kloss Financial, talking about Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, and Roth conversions, and we'll get into those conversions in just a moment. If you haven't been to the website yet, head on over there, learn more about Kloss Financial and so much more, available at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So we've talked about accessing Roth and, of course, some of the interesting aspects of Roth. What about those Roth conversions, CJ? Who might be a good candidate for those? Pardon me, Eric. Who might be a good candidate for those?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think CJ probably could answer this question, too, because he spent a lot of our days talking about Roth conversions now. It's become a really, really interesting topic, mostly because there's a lot of strategies we can employ around Roth conversions. And So a Roth conversion, it basically involves moving funds from a traditional IRA or pre-tax IRA into a Roth IRA. So you're paying the taxes on the converted amount, and now you get the tax-free growth of a Roth IRA, and then obviously tax-free withdrawals later. Now you can do this at any age, and it actually avoids that 10% early withdrawal penalty that people incur if they take money out of an IRA prior to 59 and a half. So in this case, you're just taking money from a traditional, moving it over to a Roth. So you're avoiding that 10% withdrawal penalty. But remember, the amount that you convert is taxed in the year of the conversion. Okay, so it's going to increase your taxes the year that you actually perform the transfer. But then again, you're going to get the tax-free growth and then tax-free withdrawals in the future. But why would someone actually choose to do this, right? Generally, people are avoiding taxes and trying to defer them. Well, pre-tax retirement accounts, they are fully taxable upon withdrawal. So that's whether that's by you or by your beneficiaries if you don't spend all your dollars. But moving the money earlier, it does allow you to control the tax rate, and you can be strategic about how much you're converting and when you're doing it. And one thing I mentioned there was, you know, taxes are due on your pre-tax withdrawals either by you or your heirs. So keep that in mind, because your beneficiaries or your heirs, in many cases, they benefit the most from Roth conversions. So that's something you want to talk through with your advisor, depending on your goals. But this can be a really good strategy for taking a little bit more control over your tax liability. So let's look at an example here. A recent retiree who maybe hasn't started Social Security yet, or there's no pension income for them. Maybe they have a large retirement account, and they do have, you know, maybe they saved up for a couple of years just in their savings account before retirement, and they have tax-free dollars they can live off of for a couple of years. Well, they're going to be in a really low tax bracket, and they actually might find it advantageous to convert funds during those low-income years, right? Fill up those lower tax brackets and get more dollars moved over to Roth before they actually start their required minimum distributions, right? So we're accelerating distributions to lower future RMDs. We're taking advantage of those lower tax rates. There's lower tax brackets that they're in right now. And it's generally most tax efficient when you do a conversion to actually pay from like a separate account, like a bank account, for the tax, rather than actually converting more and then withholding dollars from the conversion, because it allows you to get the most dollars into the Roth and the most tax-free growth.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I hope you have had a chance to head on over to the website. If not, it's a great time to do that right now, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great resource and website to learn more about Kloss Financial. Mention the podcast. Not only can you listen back to this and previous shows, you can also subscribe right online at KlossFinancial.com. While you're in the subscribe in mood, do what I did. It's been a number of years since I've signed up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email you receive from Kloss Financial. Gives you a link to the most recent podcast, also some pertinent, important, and important information about things that have been going on in the markets. Again, just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com for that information. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. You heard Eric allude to what about the kids, grandkids, the family. What does that have to do when it comes to Roth conversions? Are there reasons to be thinking Roth if you've got kids or grandkids? We'll get the details from CJ, and we'll do the Money in Motion Kloss Quiz Question Week next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, Roth conversions. And CJ, if someone wants to leave assets to maybe their kids or grandkids, does a Roth conversion, does that make sense in that case?
Yeah, it can. Before I mention that, I just want to pause on what Eric was just referencing there regarding Roth conversions. Again, we often get people who go, what's the difference between a conversion and a contribution? And just remember, conversions are money that are already in a retirement account, as Eric mentioned, that gets converted from a pre-tax bucket to a Roth bucket. And in so doing, you have to pay taxes. The key element that Eric was talking about there is often between when you initially retire and maybe when you turn on Social Security or when you initially retire, your highest marginal income tax bracket comes plummeting down. Now, for a lot of you, you're like, I don't know if I believe this. I don't understand. Listen, I get it. I totally understand that you are skeptical. But one of the biggest mistakes people can make is assuming, they're going to get it from me in some way. It just doesn't matter. Oh, my goodness, that is not true. That is just, I'm not saying you're not going to pay any tax. I'm saying there is a high degree of control that you have over what tax bracket you pay and when. So for those who were listening to Eric talk about Roth conversions, thinking, is this really a thing? Should I really be slowing down and thinking about it? Absolutely, especially if you are retiring and gonna not draw Social Security immediately. Okay. Enough rambling about that. Just encourage you all, talk to your financial advisors, talk to your accountants about this concept of lower marginal income tax brackets after you initially retire. But yes, coming back to your original question, Sean, you know, hey, what does this mean for children and grandchildren? Should I be considering Roth conversions if I care about legacy goals? And the answer is absolutely. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to do it. It just means it should be an absolute consideration if you care about legacy goals for the children and grandchildren. The SECURE Act now requires non-spousal beneficiaries, and when I say non-spousal, it means anybody but your spouse, that they have to take out all the money from those retirement accounts when they inherit them, generally speaking, within 10 years. Okay, so imagine that I leave a pre-tax traditional IRA to my children. Say my wife has predeceased me, I leave money to my children, and they are adults. If I leave them $1 million in a retirement account that is pre-tax, each one of my children has 10 years to get all that money out. And if I leave it to them too early and they're working, what did we just talk about? When you're working, your highest marginal income tax bracket is typically higher. And then I leave them this retirement account. I mean, don't mishear me. That's great and all. My children are going to really appreciate that. But the marginal bracket that they're going to pay income taxes on as they pull that money out over the next 10 years, yeah, it's going to be really high. So, as you can imagine, this leads to saying, well, could Dad have done anything different? Now, if Dad dies young and unexpectedly, then the answer is generally no. But if Dad would have been a little bit more strategic, and in this case, Dad is me in this example, if Dad could have been a little bit more strategic, what Dad could have done is when he initially retired and his income was lower, because he's just living off excess savings and maybe Social Security's turned on, but marginal income taxes have come plummeting down, Dad could have converted those traditional IRA dollars to Roth, quote unquote, leveling out his tax liability throughout his retirement. And then when he died, he would have left the children Roth money. Now, interestingly enough, Roth money still has to come out of the Roth IRA to non-spousal beneficiaries within 10 years. So the same rule of I got to get the money out in 10 years applies to my children. But what's the difference? It's tax-free. That's the difference. So that is the whole concept here of if I'm going to leave money to my children or grandchildren who might be in their peak years when they receive this inheritance, one thing I might want to really slow down and consider, again, if legacy planning is one of my goals and if I'm confident that I can leave money to them, I may want to really slow down and consider doing a Roth conversion before I die.
Great guidance this week and a really fantastic show. By the way, if you missed any part of the program, don't forget you can always listen back online, klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website. You can subscribe and listen back to the podcast all on the website, klaasfinancial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week with C.J. Klaas and Eric Schwartz. And I mentioned the telephone number. I'm going to hold on to it because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like that. But C.J., by the way, was there something you wanted to add there? I all of a sudden I started talking. I'm like, wait, I think, does C.J. have something to add?
I will add one other thing.
Okay. You and I have been doing the show together long enough. Yeah. I kind of get a feeling like, I'm like, I feel like CJ wanted to add one more.
Yeah. You can sense it from a few miles away. You can sense, Sean, stop. Yeah. Hey, one other thing, everybody. Often I mentioned that when your income goes down. So when you retire, say 60, 65, whether you turn on Social Security or not, again, generally your highest marginal income tax bracket comes plummeting down. Again, if you don't believe me on that, just come and I can show you a number of different models of why that happens. But then at 73 or 75, typically these things called required minimum distribution kick on, which then, you know, jacks your income back up to those similar higher income tax brackets. So it is really in that range of if you retire before your required distribution age, or even if you partially retire and your income is way lower, it is in those years that often Roth conversions should come into play. And final thought here, we have become so wealthy as a society that we, you know, people like Eric and I sit around and talk about these tax maneuvers that are really great, really, really, really great. But if you are sitting here saying, legacy goals, I'm just hoping to be able to support myself. That's fantastic. God bless you. And by the way, we work with tons of people who are not doing Roth conversions, right? Because really Roth conversions are for those people who say, I'm probably pretty good here and I have so much that I'm going to leave extra to my kids and grandkids. So just understand, you know, kind of the lifestyle, the rich and famous here. If that doesn't apply to you, don't feel guilty and know that we work with a lot of people who do not do this because they're focusing on, you know, making sure they don't run out of money themselves.
Really good. And thank goodness I asked you. I had a feeling there was something to add there, and a really good perspective for sure from CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mention the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? A Roth IRA conversion means you are paying taxes on the converted amount now in the year of the conversion to enjoy tax-free withdrawals later. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win the $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. And don't forget, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison at telephone number 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, it's always great talking with both of you guys. Enjoy this beautiful day, and we'll do it all again real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
See you, Eric. Dr. Marty Greer joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.